came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise.
Hi, this is your life strategist, Steve Harris. How's it going? I'm doing good. Remember, like I always say, you can follow me on Twitter. That's I am Steve Harris. That's IAMSTEVEHARRIS. Or you can check out my website on www.IAMSteveHarris.com. All right, let's cut to the chase. We've been talking about life as a week, and that comes from the scripture that says, teach me to number my days that I can apply myself to wisdom. And if you remember, I've been talking about it. I said your Monday is your 0 to 10. That's your season of discovery. Tuesday is 11 to 20. That's your season of practice. We dealt with Wednesday. That's your 21 to 30 as your season of performance. Today, we're going to be dealing with your Thursday. That's your 31 to 40. Then there's your Friday, which is 41 to 50. Saturday is 51 to 60. And Sunday is 61 to 70, and if you live over than 70 years old, as I always say, that's a public holiday. All right, so let's move on. We're talking about Thursday, the season of mastery. I'll say that again. Your Thursday is the season of mastery. All right, where you have become, or where you are becoming, a master at your craft, where you've honed your skills, and today you have become a master. Whatever you're doing in the season of your mastery, that's your age between 31 to 40, you must become a master at what you're doing. Remember, like I said, your Monday's your season of discovery, where you've discovered your gift. Tuesday, you've practiced and you honed your gift. Wednesday, you now begin to perform your gift. But by your Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon or evening, you must be regarded as a master at your craft. All right? By Thursday, I'm going to say that again, you must be regarded as a master of your craft. All right? So whatever it is that you're doing, you must be regarded as a master. So for example, if I mention comedy in Nigeria, whose name comes to your mind? Absolutely, Alibaba. All right? If I mention motivational speaking, you hear Fela Durotue. If we mention life coaching, we mention Larry Olusola. If we talk about golf, you hear Tiger Woods. We talk about talk shows, you think about Oprah. These people have become masters at their craft. Now, question is, what have you become a master of? Now, I remember, like I always say to you, I know you're probably working a job somewhere that you hate, or you're doing something you probably haven't had the time, but let me help you understand something. No matter how far down the wrong road you've gone, you can always turn back and make a U-turn, all right? So you've got to start thinking, what can I be a master of? And most in generally, you must become a master of what you've discovered, what you've practiced, what you've performed. All right, that's how you build a track record. I'm going to say that again. You must become a master of what you've discovered, what you've practiced, and what you've performed, and then you become a master at your game. I remember listening to one of my friends, Victor Sanchez Agawa. He's a fantastic gentleman. You need to look him up. Victor Sanchez Agawa. He's a director for Tinsel. He's written, you know, movies, Letters to a Stranger, things like that, and he's doing great. And I remember we were at a seminar that I was hosting called No Excuses, and Victor opened our minds to some very interesting things, and he was saying, you know, where do we get all this, you know, BSc, MSc, and all those kind of things? And he said, you know, very interesting stuff. Back in the day, we had people who were journeymen. They were apprentices. You know, they had a guild of masons. There was a guild of bricklayers. There's a guild of bakers. And so what happened was that as the children grew up, maybe the family was a baking family, but then the child didn't want to learn baking. He wanted to become a stonemason. So he would go across to the stonemason family, and he would understudy, and he would learn how to become a stonemason. Cut the long story short, that's how he became a bachelor of whatever it was, because they expected that before you got married, you needed to be an expert at something. You needed to have learned a trade. And then to become a master, they would literally understudy the different masters. So they would go to the master of, you know, the guild of stonemasonry, the master of the guild of baking. And when other masters have trained you, other masters have assessed you, then you now earn the right to become a master yourself. Now, unfortunately, many of us, especially with the academic system that we have BSCs in this and masters in that, and you know, we have a totally different career path and career line. But what I would advise is that find out the thing you can become a master of and do it well. Because let me help you understand something, man. You don't have much time. We are already on Thursday. The only weekday we have left is Friday, and Friday is your 41 to 50. And remember, like I always say, you don't have any business working on Saturday or Sunday, working on the weekend. If you want to work on the weekend, it should be by choice, not by force. It should be because you want to and not because you have to. All right. So in this season of mastery, what are you the master of? What have you learned? What skills have you developed? What do people regard you as a don at? You know what I'm saying? What do they look at you and say, oh, this guy's the master of this. Oh, Steve Harris, he's the master of life strategy, motivational speaking, blah, blah, blah. What do people consider you a master of? If you don't have it, I take God beg you, find it, work it. This is not the time to play around. You are in your Thursday. Some of you listening to me are on your Thursday morning. Others on Thursday afternoon. Others are in Thursday evening. I'm in my Thursday morning. I'm 33 years old, and I'm constantly thinking about it and saying, what will I be regarded by the time I turn 40? You know, 40 is my great big milestone. You know what I mean? Because that's 7 years away for me. All right. For some of you listening to this podcast, 40 is several years in front of you, or several years, you know, close to you, as the case may be. You've got to start working it out. What can you become a master of? Hone your craft. This is not the time to play games. At the age of 31 to 40, this is the time. You already know we have huge responsibilities, family responsibilities. You're probably thinking about getting married or are married. Now, the thing that will be so difficult for you would be when you get married, you have all these responsibilities and you've not been able to discover what you could become a master of. I said something the other day when I heard a lot of people in the banking sector had just lost their jobs. There were three or so banks that laid people off, and these guys were back in the labor market. Now, this is what I said. I said, you can get fired from a job, but you can never get fired from your assignments. I'm going to say that again. You can get fired from a job, but you can never get fired from your assignments. All right. So unfortunately for those gentlemen and ladies who lost their jobs prematurely, these guys, and let me help you understand something, guys. Life does not reduce your standard of living, even if your salary remains constant. I'm going to say that again. Life does not reduce your standard of living, even though your salary may remain constant. So, for example, I'm using hypothetical scenarios. These guys were probably SBOs or, you know, management staff, as the case may be, in different levels. And all of a sudden, one decree, one memo terminated their appointment forever. They found out they couldn't log into the system, and then they had to face life on life's own terms. These people probably were married, have responsibilities, kids, school fees, and then they had worked all this time, and because they got fired from their job, now they're going to start looking for their assignments. Look for your assignments even when you're in a job, so that, God forbid, if you lose your job, you never lose your assignments, because that is what you are a master at. Some people lose their jobs and they begin to soar because they found purpose. They've been doing stuff. They're doing great things. But other people, when they lose their job, it is back to ground zero with their families, with house rent, children's school fees, all those kind of responsibilities, and they're running from pillar to post. It is a scary thing. You must make sure that, God forbid, if you lose your job, you must never lose your assignments. You know what I'm saying? Find your assignments even when you have a job, so that if you lose your job or you have to exit your job, your assignment naturally takes care of you, because you are a master. You are regarded as a professional, as a godfather in that craft of yours. You've got to be able to discover this is not the time to play. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I hope you can feel the intensity. One day I went to the shopping mall. My wife wanted to shop, and I was, you know, parking the car. And I remember one day this particular gentleman really dressed nice, you know, wearing just native wear. And he comes up to me and he says, "Listen, sir, I'm sorry to bother you. I just have a few questions." So I was like, "Oh yeah, sure. What is it?" You know, and he says, "Listen, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm not a beggar." He says to me, "I'm a banker." Then he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I used to be a banker. I got laid off a few weeks ago. I have a wife and I have two children. Sir, if there's anything you can give me, would you please give me so that I can take care of my family?" Now, I had about 5,000 naira in my pocket. I was so touched, and I gave him 3,000 naira, and you should have seen the gratitude or the how he felt that somebody had given him $3,000. This was someone who probably several months before in the bank, $3,000 was nothing. It was recharge card. It was lunch money. But now it was all he had because unfortunately he had lost his job and he had not found his assignments. All right. So it's imperative. You've got to find guys like, you know, look him up on Twitter at Jimmy Tewe, J-I-M-I-T-E-W-E. Jimmy used to work in a particular bank. He became a senior manager 6 years after NYSC. And after about a while, he just said, you know, this is not what I'm created for. This is, you know, every time he was in the bank, you know, he was so frustrated because his passion was to train, to coach, to mentor, to speak. And every time he had an opportunity to in the bank, he would talk to people. And he said, listen, man, I'm earning this great salary, you know, several figures, you know, I'm a senior manager, but I want to face my passion. And cut the long story short, he counted the cost. Now, let me help you understand, I'm not saying leave your job. I'm saying that, listen, will you be prepared? Will you be ready when life hits you upside the head? You remember that song we always sing in church when we're kids? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? And the chorus says, I will be ready, I will be ready, I will be ready when the Lord shall come. So cut the long story short, when life takes a curve, when life throws you a curveball, will you be ready on day one? So that if God forbid you lost your job today, I don't know why I'm talking about people losing their job, but if God forbid you lost your job today, will you have what it takes to hit the ground running, or would you splat, fall on the floor and wonder what the heck you're going to do with your life? Remember, like I said, life does not reduce your cost of living or standard of living because your income remains constant. I'm going to say that again. Life will not reduce your cost of living just because your income remains constant. Life will go on whether or not you're making enough money or whether or not you even have enough money. That's not what life is concerned about. So listen, man, as far as I'm concerned, in your 31 to 40, you must be a master. So if you're listening to me right now and you're probably in your Wednesday, this is time for you to become a master. Identify what your gifts are, practice them, perform with them, so that by your Thursday, you are regarded as a master at your craft. You are regarded as an authority at your craft. The word authority comes from the word author. So what are you an author of? Do you understand what I'm saying? What are you an author of? What do people regard you as an authority? The Bible said about Jesus that people looked at him and said, is this not the carpenter's son? But where does he get all this authority? So they couldn't reconcile what they thought he was with who he really was. So it's the same thing. I take God, beg you, during your time, your season, your Thursday, you've got to become a master of your gift. I don't think I have too much to say about that. Enough said. Look at it, think about it, pray about it, work it out. So this is the time. This ain't the time to sag your jeans, homie. This ain't the time to work around and look around, just throwing your CV from one pillar to post and saying, cast your bread upon many waters, and after many days, it'll come back to you. Mm-mm. Find something that you are naturally good at and start working at it. Let me help you understand. Pursuit is proof of desire. I can tell how much you want something by two things. Number one, what you're willing to do to get it. Number two, what you're willing to give up to get it. So to become a master at your skill or your craft, you've got to be willing to pay the price. Will you pay the price? The cost will be heavy. It's not going to be smooth sailing. I am not alluding or telling you that, oh, because you found your gift, it will be easy. Lie, lie, lie. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard because life is going to hit you upside the head to determine whether or not you truly want this course of life. All right? It's yours to decide. Make it count, because guess what? You have no excuses. All right, I'm done. Let's look out for Friday. Remember, like I said, you can follow me on Twitter. Check it out. I am Steve Harris, I-A-M-S-T-E-V-E-H-A-R-R-I-S. Or you can look me up on my website, www.iamsteveharris.com. This is your life strategist just saying, it's not what you don't have that limits you. It's what you have, but you don't know how to use. I hope you find it. I hope you work it. And I hope you use it. God bless you. Get ready for it.